Know the Source on One Radio Network.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Oh,
the telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Okay, here we go to our hour two of our little show. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. I was thinking about, all the different ideas I've come across the last 40 years since I've been into this natural thing. I started in 1978, thought I would just kind of wax and communicate with you some of the ideas and that I've come across and just maybe encapsulate a few things within the next hour or so. If you'd like to be on the show and join the conversation, 888-663-6386, email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. It was about 40 years ago, I think it was October 1978. I was shaving and I was in New Orleans and I was getting ready to go out on a date and go to some kind of a show. And I was just shaving away. And all of a sudden, it was like this strangest thunderbolt ever just kind of hit me over the head, like somebody with a 2x4. And I just woke up, and something like that, you just always remember. And I really did. And I just kind of woke up, and I started, and I was looking in the mirror, with half shaving cream all over my face, and I started to. And I just started saying over to myself, what am I doing? And that's pretty much all that could come out of my mouth for the next 5 or 10 minutes. I'm serious. And that's all I could say. And I kept looking in the mirror and, what am I doing? And I just kind of woke up. And I, for the first time in my life, I guess, I don't know how old I was there, around chronological. 40, 50, 60, 60, yeah, maybe, I don't know, 30 or so. 30. Something like that, and just kind of woke up, and from that moment on, it's been a lifetime of looking and seeing what's going on, and how does this work, and then it led me into some spiritual pursuits there in the late, I start reading a lot of different people, like Krishnamurti and Alan Watt, and the Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, read his stuff, and Gurdjieff, and Fritz Perls, and he was the Gestalt guy, and I was just reading everything and get my hands on to try to figure out how this all works, all this mind and this body and all this stuff. And this really started my interest in natural health. I just kind of moved into that idea, because before then, and I remember before that, I never really even thought about the possibility that what we eat affects the way we look and feel and our health. I mean, isn't that strange to even say that now? But no, I've never thought about it. It just never entered my mind. You just eat food, and I guess there's a lot of people that are still like that. It's hard to imagine that's really the case, however, with all the stuff out there on nutrition. Maybe not anymore, but 40 years ago, there were certainly people, lots of it, and I was one of them. I never thought about that. And as I mentioned earlier, somebody, about 3 or 4 days later, somebody gave me the book called Are You Confused? By Pavo Arola. It's still a classic book. I think you can get it on Amazon. And I read that. Somebody just gave it to me. No coincidence there, right? And so I just started studying and reading books and talking to people, and eventually start doing radio shows about natural healing. And, come on, dude. So here we are 40 years later, and, we're still talking about it. And I know that all of you are very interested in just kind of getting over anything that's kind of going on with you, and just kind of eating some food and having a good life and moving on from all this even study and research about health. But from the emails I get, there's still just many, many of you, and I guess that's why you hang out here, that are still, dealing with something in the way of their ear health that you'd like to help to overcome it. So I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the ideas that I tried to encapsulate over the last 40 years. I think it's really common and very natural and part of the nature of being human that we just gradually gravitate to going outside of ourselves to fix a certain problem. I mean, it's just a kind of a normal thing. And we go, and what's happening now in our culture is the mainstream folks, they go to their doctor and they get a pill, you know, a medicine to try to fix whatever they have, right? Doctor says you have thyroid, you have high blood pressure, you have low blood pressure, you have this, you have that. And then you go to the doctor and then he's going to give you something and then that's going to fix it, right? And so you hear people, of course, say, I'm taking this for my high blood pressure, or my low blood pressure, or my diabetes, or I'm depressed and I'm taking this. And it's kind of a natural human, that's what humans kind of graduate to, because since they don't understand how it, you know, how we've created these things, and the natural thing is to go to somebody who we think knows, so we go to a doctor, and then in the natural world, we do pretty much the same thing. It's a little better because we're not taking any medicines, but we still want to take some stuff that's going to, you know, cure this or cure that. And that's natural. That's a natural thing too. And we have a lot of different tools that are very helpful. There's no doubt about it. But I think big picture what's going on, in my opinion, is that it's much more cool and interesting and provocative than you and I have really understood what's going on. I think what we're seeing now in natural and contemporary medicine, or just humans in general, we're trying to figure out, many people are seeing that these different things that we come across, whether it be low thyroid, high thyroid, fibromyalgia, irritable bowel syndrome, heartburn, you know, acid reflux, all the common, you can Google them, and, you know, they have chat rooms for everything, and all these different things, these are much more than just a particular problem with the body and that needs to be fixed. What, in my opinion, what I see happening is you and me and everybody that we know, they're really searching for the truth. They're really searching to figure out, what am I doing here? How did I get here? What am I going to do when I leave here? And really asking deep questions subconsciously and consciously, a lot of them consciously. And this is what all these, in my opinion, this is what all these diseases are really showing up now and becoming more and more open and talked about. And, you know, like I say, chat rooms and websites on thyroid. And I mean, it's just massive, right? And the books that have been written about thyroid and all this stuff. But I think this is just an intermediary stop-off point where in the next, 3, 4, 5, 10 years, I don't even think we're going to be talking about health the way we're talking about it and getting well the way we're talking about it today. I think that you're on the cutting edge because you're even listening to this to know that there's so much more going on with, you know, the heartburn that you're having, or the IBS that you're having, or the constipation that you're having, that that it's going to take some real focus, dedication, and honesty with ourselves to say, what really, you know, what's really going on? Why, you know, why can't I shake whatever this is? This breast cancer or this cancer or that or this. There must be a deeper reason behind it. I mean, there just must. And I think it's very possible to really make some headway in this regard by getting very honest with yourself and with ourselves, and I'm speaking about me along the way here, of is what I'm doing right now, is what I'm eating right now, the way I'm approaching my life right now, is this really serving me to kind of get to the bottom of things so I can begin to have a life where I can just relax, do my work, do my family, do whatever I really want to do for the first time in a long time, do what I really, really want to do and have the energy to do it. And I get emails from people and I really sense that there's a lot of that going on, and it really is a big spiritual evolution that's going on now, that souls are just kind of tired of doing the same thing over and over again and going from this doctor to this doctor to this supplement to this thing to this thing, and you know, it gets better and then it goes back and it gets worse and it goes back, and we never really, you know, get to the really root cause of it. And to add insult to injury, if you will, to strengthen the challenge, I mean, think about too what's going on in our environment, in our culture, with just having a body walking around here, and think about how really good we're doing, because the little aches and pains and the little funny things that we're still trying to solve, like emails will come in, I've been trying to do this for years. This is really small potato stuff when you consider that deep down how you really are doing and what you're able to do day in and day out in your life, and with all of the karmically, of all the crazy things that we are exposed to today. I mean, have you really thought about some of the things that we're dealing with? And we're doing really pretty well, considering, right? I mean, you can look and do the research and find out the different things that are being sprayed in the air. And we've had people on the shows that talked about it, and we just really got tired of talking about it because there's nothing much more that you can, you know, say about chemtrails. And, you know, they're there and they're out there. And the chemicals that we used to bring home, right, and put on our face and spray on the floor and, you know, wash our dishes with and all this stuff before we really clean that part about it. And the chemicals that we used to put on the lawn that some people still do, these kind of chemicals, and the pollution in the air and in the water, and then now the food supply we have with the genetically engineered stuff and, you know, the different chemicals that people are putting on and when we go out to eat. And then, of course, the GMOs, which are the big ones now, and there'll probably be more after that. But think about how interesting it is that we incarnated at this time when we have all these different things, the possibilities that they're, you know, they could damage us and hurt us. And most of you right now, you and I, we're not really being affected by them as much as people want to encourage you to believe that you are. I really think that the body, our bodies are changing. I don't know if they use the term automatically, but systematically and intelligently, that our bodies, I can feel it with my own body, and I, if it's happening with me, I suspect it's happening with all souls, that our bodies are changing, developing, evolving in such a way that we are not being affected by a lot of this stuff very much at all. If we were all, we'd all be sick. You know what I mean? We just would all be sick. And I don't think the scientists and the experts out there are going to be talking about this anytime soon, but I know it's happening, and I would just encourage you to think about it and think about the possibility. If you and I do not grasp on to the idea of a chemtrail or something in the water or whatever and all the different stuff that we get exposed to, if we don't accept it into our state of consciousness that this stuff is really bad for you, and really kick it around and accept it as being something terrible and bad and dangerous, I don't think, it's my experience that this stuff is just not affecting us hardly at all. And I think we're getting to the point where it's not going to be affecting us one bit. I think that we have the ability, and we're evolving in such a way, just through our consciousness and just through our understanding that we're soul, that we have these bodies, and we've created these bodies, and if we can create irritable bowel syndrome by worry, or create acid reflux by angst and worry, and we know that we do, or create cancer by angst and worry and being uncomfortable and being uncertain about life, and we know that we do, then we certainly can use the same principle in the other way to say, well, there may be some stuff out there. There may be this, there may be that, and that's fine. I'm just going to do everything I can to not... get this into my life, and I'm not going to go out and buy DDT, but, you know, I'm not going to worry about it, I'm not going to think about it. I know that if I get exposed to it somewhere along the line, that my body is going to deal with it, because that's what it's doing. It's just going to deal with it, because all of these different things, even though they are chemicals, and they're different genetic things, and they get a little spooky and nanoparticles, and you can dig in there and, whoa, and this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, and this is going to happen. You know, it's still just all vibrations. It's still just all light. It's still just all information. And there's no reason why our body can't look at that information, look at that vibration, look at whatever that is in that chemical or something like that, and simply work with it through the natural intelligence that we have as soul, even though we don't understand how it works exactly. We may know sometime, but you know what? It doesn't matter, because it's going to work with it. And if we believe it and we know it in our heart, it's going to figure out a way how to not have it affect us whatsoever. And I believe that those souls, and not a people understand this, these are how we are evolving, and how the human race is going to move on and change and grow through this, how it's going to evolve this way. And this is where the idea of the stronger, the more aware, more conscious souls are going to, a natural selection kind of thing. And I think this is how it works. Now, we can use this idea, if you are buying into anything I'm saying here, to go a long way with trying to figure out how to work with the body in the ways that we have available to us to have the body heal some of the things that we might have going on. So I'm going to get into that and give you some ideas on that you could do to dig deeper into that, and I think you'll find it I think it'll be interesting to you. So if you'd like to be on the show, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I think that ongoing detoxification can be something that we can do that just makes sense as a kind of part of our life without, in other words, this is part of our evolution where we have these different tools to help us on the physical level detoxify things while they could be coming in where we don't even think about it anymore. We just make it part of our life, like having breakfast or going to sleep or taking whatever we do. And sweating has been used since the beginning of time. I mean, just from the heat, well, from the sweat lodges and the Indians and all that, and European, to the body just likes to sweat. And it seems like it's the body's natural detoxification process. If you'd like to get yourself one of these far infrared saunas that we have, that we've been offering for years, you can email me and I'll hook you up and get yourself, you can get yourself one for the holidays. And you'll have fun just jumping in there, once a day or twice a week, whatever you want to do. And you will sweat, and the far infrared rays, they go deep in there and they really dig out a lot of stuff. And things just kind of come out. And when you sweat, you just feel better. There's just no doubt about it. I think it does a whole lot for the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system. Is worth your consideration to help you relax. And these are nice little personal units. Your head is sticking out of the top. And they generally sell for about $1,200. We do it for $995. If you'd like to get one, you can just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. And if you're in the lower 48 states, we can ship it to you. And otherwise, we can ship it to you anywhere in the world. And you could get one now this week. And you'd certainly have it well before the holidays, and have it around during the holidays so you could play around with it. If it's going to be cold where you are, you'll have extra fun and the whole family can use it. They're really cool. The Relax Far Infrared Sauna, email me and I'll give you the good price. Patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Here's a short explanation how this product, Pearlseum, works with our teeth from Dr. Rulin Zhu.
So basically, when you brush your teeth with the pearl, make your existing teeth stronger and also filling up, because our teeth is being harmed every day by what we eat. It can become porous or weak, even loose part of the bones. So when you brush teeth with the Pearlseum, and the pearl powder will stimulate the new bone growth and also make the existing teeth very strong.
So it's actually stimulating new growth on the teeth in a natural way and not painting something over it?
It is very natural. It's make existing teeth stronger. New growth of the bone, it is very beautiful color. You know, it's kind of like a pearl. And especially the pearl is a crystal. And so when you grow the bone, it's the most healthy way.
Yeah, we love this product. Give it a try if you'd like. Click on the Pearlseum ad on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. We have it set up to go to the 2 container where you get a nice discount. But if you only want one to start, just click over to the single bottle and get that one. It's the Pearlseum, the ad right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. And brush your teeth. You can take it internally. Very nice product to help you relax and sleep. Calcium is one of the really nice things to do that. People think magnesium, but this product also has magnesium in it, but it's a good source of calcium. So you could take maybe half a teaspoon of it, or even a teaspoon. People are reporting, too, that it's helping them on their tummy if they have some extra acid going on there with the whole acid reflux thing. We know that could be a black hole trying to figure out why people get the heartburn thing. But you can take it at night and it'll help you sleep too. It's Pearlseum, and it's right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. And this.
Gold was first discovered more than 3,000 years ago and has been a store of value for thousands of years. It was used in the United States from the 1790s through the 1930s to mint our money. Today, original examples of these American coins are sought after by both investors and collectors. We are U.S. Gold Coins. Call us today to learn more about how you can acquire physical, early American gold and silver coins. Call us at 1-800-468-2646. USGoldCoins.com.
Okay, stock market's on a rampage again today. Wow, 350 points up. It's crazy. Crazy-mazy. Gold is steady, 1223. Silver's 1435. And crude oil's up a couple bucks. I wonder what's up with that. And the dollar is about even, too. There you have it from Andrew Goss. He'll be here on Wednesday. He's our Real World of Money guy, 800-468-2646.
Broadcasting live, weekday morning, this is listener-supported One Radio Network.
I think it's a pretty fair, a fair statement to say that somehow we tend to store a lot of the energy, which is stagnant, let's call it stagnant energy, in our bodies as we store kind of things like fear and guilt and worry and angst and stuff like that. I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's just the way it works and the way this whole thing has been designed. And I think it's a God thing. So this is how we learn how to quit worrying, is to have a pain in our butt, you know. You know what I mean? Or a pain in our stomach. Because, see, that's just kind of God's way or soul's way of saying, hey, you know, quit worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. Have some fun today. Do something. Be productive. You know, do stuff. Build something. Create something. Do something fun and not worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, because it'll be here. And then you just do more tomorrow and the whole be here now thing. So I think this is just what we do. So, and it's not talked about it as much, but I sure found that the one thing that I could advise you to do, if you'd like to dig deeper into your body to see what's really going on, here's a couple of things you can do. A real interesting, simple way to do it, and this is quite fun, is that you might have one or two or three things that you're saying, yeah, I got low this and I got high this and I want to balance out this and I got high, whatever. And you've been doing stuff for it, but you're not making all that much headway. One thing that you can do that's really quite fun is you can find a comfortable place, and outside in the sun is really good, and just close your eyes and kind of move in to that feeling of whatever, say a sore knee. Just pick a sore knee or you know, irritable bowel. So you have some, you know, after you eat, you've got some uncomfortable thing down there, and you kind of, is you can just kind of sink into that and move into it slowly and just breathe and move into it. And without any real expectations other than that, taking the idea of, I don't really know where this is going, but maybe if I really understood a little more clearly of how it is that I'm causing this irritable bowel syndrome or this constipation or, you know, whatever the health challenge de jour is for you, Aris, is to move into that quietly without any expectations and move deeply into it. And it might even feel a little bit like you're making it worse for a minute. But I found that as you really move into something and you look at it more clearly, it's almost as if you're saying to this little uncomfortable feeling or this little pain in your liver or something like that, that you're really becoming more aware of it and moving into it with the courage and focus, and you're kind of facing the lion, so to speak. And as you get closer and closer and into it, there are cases when you'll see, and I've seen it, where it actually just kind of becomes totally aware, and then it dissipates because you've faced the lion and you figured out that the lion is not going to eat you, or you're not going to have a heart attack, or not going to go into some kind of a weird thing like a stroke, or, you know, all the different thoughts that go through people's minds. And I get emails and I talk to people, and it really does. People will say, "Why? You know, I'm just really concerned that I'm going to have a stroke because my dad has a stroke and all that." And I think it's really important to move into those thoughts and realize that they're not true. You know, they're not really accurate. It's just some kind of dumb thought that we picked up and we've kind of hung on to because the idea of having a stroke or a heart attack is kind of weird. So we have some energy, that we don't want to think about that, and it'll pop back up. But you'll find that if you can move into that more and more quietly and with just quiet resolve and strength and fearless, that it becomes apparent how it's just not really something solid that you even have to worry about. It's just kind of a thing that you've been dangling around in there, and just kind of face it, and you can find that it'll just dissolve on its own without doing anything. You know, there's people that talk about reprogramming and all this complicated stuff, and I've found that it's really not necessary to do that. I mean, there's different things you can do, but it's not necessary to do that, in my opinion. You can literally just allow it to dissolve just by moving into it. It's kind of like facing the lion. And once we see the lion isn't really not going to bite us, that we just come to the point, well, the lion's not going to hurt us. So the lion just kind of walks away or dissolves, just kind of goes, you know what I mean? It'll make that noise too. I'm just kidding. So back to the body. So that's one thing you could do on your own. You can play with that. And I guarantee you, if you start doing that a little bit every day and just play with it and see where it takes you, you're going to learn a whole lot. And you'll come out on the other side with it, a whole new perspective on these things that you've been dealing with and you just haven't been able to shake over years. You just haven't been able to shake it. And that can go anywhere from a long-term chronic thing to some, you know, some short-term things like, you know, acid reflux or heartburn or, you know, headaches or anything at all. And these are just blockages of energy in the body, and the energy doesn't want to move. And so we'll get a headache, or it'll come out and manifest at something else. But it's all really the same thing. It's all just energy that's blocked because there is a, you know, as Adam says, who's the matter with you? There's a relationship here that needs to be resolved, or this long-term fear of whatever needs to be just faced and realized that, you know, I just don't want to be afraid of this thing anymore, so I'm just going to not be afraid of it, forget about that, and just don't go there anymore. And it's probably usually the last thing that we really want to do is move into it, but in many cases, moving into it is the way to go, in many cases. And a way to do that is and you can get some help with this, and is, if it's interesting to you, you could find yourself a really good body worker, somebody that does really good deep tissue body work like Rolfing, and just start asking around, see if you know some people, if you don't know anybody in your area who does this. If you can find yourself somebody that'll really kind of work you over and really dig deep, I think you'll find some really good experiences can be had by spending a little bit of your money and paying somebody for an hour and a half, couple times a month, or start it once a month, or just do it one time. And do everything that you can while you're on that table to just relax and to breathe with no expectations whatsoever, but just to pay attention to the process. I found that when I was doing this sciatica thing a couple years ago and I was getting a lot of body work, that I learned so much about the engram idea, the idea that things are kind of stored, this energy is stored. And I saw some things, a relationship that I had with my uncle, that kind of contentious thing, come up when I was getting some body work. I found some, all kinds of really, really curious things that would come up. And it wasn't any accident that they were, this fellow was doing some work on a particular part of the body, and these things come up. So this is a pretty cool thing that you can find, if you can find a body worker, and you know, it might take you a couple, you know, tries to find somebody that really wants to dig deep. You know, you might go to a massage and they say, I do deep tissue massage, and you know, you spend $100 for an hour and a half or whatever they charge you, you know, and you don't really get, you know, you maybe relax a little bit, but you don't really get a whole lot out of it. You know, maybe that's not the one for you, then keep digging deeper. But I found that when you want to find something that's a plus factor for what you've just done, say you've gone to massage person A, and you're just not getting, you know, that didn't work too well, that well, I want something else. And you start asking God, Spirit, to, I'd like to, you know, I need somebody else. I need somebody that's going to be a little deeper. I want somebody, I want to dig in here because I'm ready to really look at some of these things. Just start asking. And I found that before you know it, you're going to see something on a bulletin board, the hippie food store, or something online, or somebody will mention, oh, I got this body work. You know, it's just crazy how it works. But it will come into your consciousness somehow, some way, just because this is what you really want. Just because this is what you really want. And that's how Spirit works. It'll just bring something in because this is what you really want. So keep asking and keep moving forward with everything that you want to have happen in your life. Keep moving forward. I've really learned a lot through the writing process where, man, I know so much and so comfortable with the mind-body kind of thing here. But, you know, I work on stuff too while I'm doing it. And I just found just very, very subtle ways how, hold on a second, I need some water. We can very subtly and quickly in the moment come up with all these little ideas of how not to do something that we really want to do. And it's called procrastination. And but I'll guarantee you that if you really have the courage to kind of sit there and really think your way through it. And I've had to do this with the writing too, where it's just crazy, where I just had to kind of really think my way through it, right? Sit there and say, okay, I don't really understand how to move on this screenplay thing. And I'm just feeling like really stuck. And the more I just sit there, close my eyes, and think my way through it, quietly contemplate on the issue at hand and just keep moving through it without moving. Our first feeling generally when we want to look deeply into our health or deeply into our relationship with somebody or deeply into doing something, we're procrastinating, we just can't get it done, which we've all experienced, our first inclination is to move away from it, right? And people do it all the time. Oh, I'm going to make a cup of coffee, or I think I'm going to eat something. I'm going to go, and that's all fine and good, and it's great. But the more I found that you can sit there with it and move into it deeper and deeper to really see what's going on and say, oh, well, yeah, I can, maybe if I do this, maybe that'll work. Maybe if I call this person, that's going to, you know, I've heard about this person. You know, it's just using our creativity and not kind of running out the door. And that's what we've all spent a lot of our lifetime doing, right? Just kind of moving away from what we really want to know what the truth is. You know, that's so, it's so amazing and just fascinating to me that I found in my own life and in talking to others over the years that the one thing that we really want to do, it's one of the most difficult things for us to look at and to figure out why we haven't been able to do it. Have you ever had that experience with something that you really want to do, like write a novel or do a painting or learn music or whatever it is? And this deep kind of desire to really do it is one of the most difficult things for you to really do, and this is what you really want to do. And it's just like this cosmic joke, and I've been looking at it and writing about it, and I can tell you that from my experience, the most beneficial thing to do is, just like we were talking about before, is rather than run away from it and get up and do something else, is to take the time and the energy to sit there and say, you know, I just don't really feel like doing this right now, but this is something I really want to do. So how can I work through this? How can I do it? How can I look at this thing that my doctor says I have? And I don't want to just take this or take that for the rest of my life and be okay with it, because I know deep down this is not what I want. And there's a way to learn more about it simply by going within and looking at it and asking for some real answers about, you know, what's this really about? What is this really about? Who's this really about? As Adam says, you know, it's not what's the matter with me, it's who's the matter with me. It's generally about somebody else as well. And the more we have the courage to look into it deeper and deeper and deeper, the more light comes to bear, you know. As that the wonderful song by Leonard Cohen that I put on the front page called Anthem is, there's a crack in everything, and that's how the light gets in. And that is how the light gets in, when we recognize that there's a crack, and we just, you know, we can't move away from the crack, and we're just kind of stuck in the crack, and that we just sit there and move into it, and we'll find a way how to take the next best step. We will just find a way. So I think the takeaway here, before I wrap up today, is that in my experience, that you have everything, and you and I have everything that we need to solve the challenges that we have on planet Earth, the challenges that we have in our relationships, the challenge we have in our health. Deep within, these answers are there. As soul, we know, you know, on some deep level of what's going on. We know at some deep level of that this food is really not working for me, but, you know, I'm going to have it one last time. You know, it's almost like a, I remember when I, you know, when people on drugs and stuff like that, they just have it one last time, right? I'm just going to do it one last time. And we'll do the same thing with stuff. Just do it one last time. You're doing good. You're really doing good. I appreciate all your kind emails and your ongoing support. It's had such a great year. A lot of cool people, and we've done well to be able to support ourselves. And that's because you have trusted a lot of the people that we have on here. And so we appreciate your ongoing support. We have a lot of cool people that we promote here. If you want to buy something fun will help support your life in one way or another, the world is your oyster. We have a lot of cool things. Try some of the things that we recommend, and we're gonna come up with I'm talking to Sharon. She's gonna help, and we're gonna come up with a whole survey thing that we're gonna have pretty soon, and I want to start to get some feedback as we move forward here into 2019, some of the people, some of the things that you want us to talk about. I think we're going to be changing around a few things for 2019. And be aware of that. I'll be letting you know about, we're going to come up with a real official kind of survey thing that you can take and help us to figure out some of the some of the things that you're really interested in talking about in 2019. Tomorrow, Dr. Jennifer Daniels, she's always a gas. She's a gas. And Andrew Goss and the Masseys. So we're going to wrap up November with Ortho Hour regulars and then kick off December, I guess. Then Adam Bergstrom next week? Yeah, he'll be here. Wow, is it the end of the month already? Last day of the month is Thursday. Adam will be here a week from today, next Monday. And we got some good people coming up. We're having Dr. Ilya Skolnikov back next week. We really like this fellow. I think he's got some good stuff. He's a very interesting fellow. He's very unusual. Somehow there's something there that I think he has some good information to bring out to you. So we're going to have him back next week on Tuesday. Yeah, he's a good one. So I love you all very much. Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow with Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Appreciate your ongoing support. If I can help you with anything, just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We're in touch. I'm here all the time. And I love you all very much, and may the blessings be.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.